Hey everyone, and welcome. Today we're taking a deep dive into the world of P.T. Barnum.
Not the ringmaster you might be picturing, though.
Right. We're actually unlocking his financial wisdom, you know, from his book, The Art of Money Getting.
It's actually fascinating. Published in 1880, it's basically Barnum's blueprint to building wealth.
And I gotta say, I was surprised how relevant some of it still feels today.
He really is.
He was such a showman, but also a seriously savvy businessman. I mean, his ventures went way beyond just the circus, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that actually plays into his advice quite a bit. You see, Barnum, he really understood human nature. And that, well, that's timeless. It's the key to both business and personal finance, even today. He wasn't just selling tickets, he was selling an experience.
That's a great point. So instead of just pinch your pennies, he's going deeper, like into the why of spending.
Exactly. One of his big things is what he calls true economy.
Okay, I like the sound of that. What's true economy all about?
Well, it's not about deprivation. It's about aligning your spending with your values,
Right.
understanding what really matters to you, and then spending accordingly, not just, saving every single cent you can.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like today we'd call that mindful spending, being intentional with your finances.
Exactly. And he has this great anecdote, it's kind of funny, about a farmer's wife. She's bragging about saving candles by only using one at a time.
Okay.
But she was so focused on that one little thing. She missed the bigger picture. A well-lit room, it brings people together, right?
I
It's more
mean,
enjoyable.
it's about finding that balance, right? Like when to save, when to spend to actually, enjoy life.
Exactly. And this leads into another fascinating idea from the book. He calls it the sofa syndrome.
Sofa syndrome. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So Barnum describes this friend who buys a new sofa,
Right.
which then spirals into buying new chairs to match. Then a new carpet, and eventually even a new house, all because of this one sofa.
Oh, I've totally seen that happening. It's like that lifestyle inflation thing. You get a raise, so you upgrade everything, and suddenly you need more just to keep up that image.
Exactly. Barnum, even back then, recognized this pressure to keep up with the Joneses.
And, oh man, in today's world, with social media and everything, it's so much worse.
Oh, I know. The pressure's amplified, that's for sure. We think we need the fancy gadgets and clothes to feel successful. And often it leads to a lot of debt and stress, the opposite of what wealth is supposed to give you.
Speaking of debt, what did Barnum have to say about that?
Oh, he was not a fan, especially for, just buying things.
He sounds like he had some strong feelings about it.
Yeah, he actually compared interest to a thief working against you even when you're sleeping.
Whoa, that's a powerful image.
Oh,
And
yeah.
still so true when you think about credit cards and like all those buy now, pay later
Oh,
things.
for sure. What seems easy now can have major consequences later
It
on.
really makes you stop and think. But let's switch gears for a sec. I'm kind of curious, did he ever talk about health? Like, was that part of his whole wealth building philosophy?
It might surprise you, but he was actually ahead of his time on that. He really believed good health was an asset. He even pokes fun at those Puritans with their terrible ventilation.
There's that showmanship again.
Right. But underneath it, he's making a point. If you're not healthy, you can't enjoy any of it.
It's true. We can get so caught up in chasing success, we forget to take care of ourselves.
Exactly. He was also really against vices, especially tobacco. Had some colorful descriptions about it, too.
Interesting. Wasn't he a cigar smoker at one point?
He was. He gave it up, though. So it's not just talk, you know?
He lived it.
Yeah. And while the specific vices change, the idea is the same. Bad habits hold us back.
It really makes you think, what are our generation's vices, right? Is it that endless scrolling, the like impulse purchases online, that fear of missing out?
Those are good ones. It's about figuring out what your stumbling blocks are, what's holding you back.
For sure. And speaking of moving forward, there's another point he made that I think will really resonate with our listeners, the importance of finding your niche.
Yes. And in today's world, with all the side hustles and career changes, it's more important than ever.
Totally. So tell me, how does Barnum approach that whole find your niche thing?
He tells this funny story about someone trying to turn him into a watchmaker.
A watchmaker.
Yeah. And the thing is, Barnum hated anything mechanical. He's upfront about it.
So the point being,
You're going to be much more successful doing something you actually enjoy.
it makes sense. It's about playing to your strengths, right?
Right. Find that sweet spot where your passion and skills intersect. In a world with so many choices, that's how you stand out.
It's about being you authentically, but also strategically.
Exactly. He calls it aligning your work with your natural inclinations. And, you know, speaking of natural inclinations, that kind of ties into what he says about location.
Okay.
Which I know might sound a little less relevant these days, right, with the whole online thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're all opening storefronts these days.
Right, exactly. But Barnum, being a showman and all, he really understood how to get the right attention. And this is where the location bit comes in.
All right, you've got my curiosity piqued. Lay it on me. What do you have to say about location?
So it's more about strategic positioning. Like, take his wax museum in London. Remember how I mentioned that?
That not-so-great wax figure of Henry VIII?
That's the one. It basically looked like a skeleton.
Right? Yeah, not exactly his finest exhibit.
But here's the thing. He put it right by the entrance. And guess what?
What? People were horrified.
Quite the opposite, actually. It became a huge draw.
Get on her. So it's like this weird, morbid curiosity kind of thing.
Exactly. He used something that wasn't great on its own to, like, grab people's attention, get them in the door.
Turning a weakness into a strength. It's pretty clever, I gotta say.
Right. And that same idea, it totally applies today. Whether it's, like, your website showing up in search results or the way you market your business online or even just, like, crafting a message that stands out. It's all connected.
About visibility, right. In a world that's totally oversaturated, you gotta be seen.
100%. Which brings us to another one of Barnum's biggies. Perseverance. Mm-hmm. And self-reliance. He even had this great word for it.
Oh, do tell.
He called it go-aheaditiveness.
Go-aheaditiveness. Yeah. I love it. It's like so perfectly captures that whole spirit of just making things happen.
Right. Don't wait for it. Create it.
Exactly. But, I mean, you need a plan too, right? You can't just charge ahead blindly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He wasn't saying just be reckless, you know? It's about channeling that energy, having a vision, and going for it.
Passion and planning. Gotta have both.
For sure. Now, this next one might surprise you, coming from the ultimate showman.
Oh, hit me with it.
Integrity.
Integrity, really?
Yeah.
That's not usually the first thing that comes to mind when you think about, you know, the whole spectacle and entertainment world.
I know, right? But Barnum, he was adamant about it. To him, honesty, playing fair, that was the basis of a strong reputation.
Which, even back then, was everything, right? Your reputation was everything.
And he knew it could be ruined so easily. Like, one wrong move and boom, years of hard work down the drain.
And that was before the internet. Can you imagine what he'd say about today's world?
I know, right? One bad review, one viral moment. It's crazy.
It's like they say, it takes years to build trust and seconds to break it. Makes you think. You really got to play the long game, not just look for those shortcuts.
Exactly. And that's such an important reminder today, you know, with all these get rich quick schemes and like instant fame. Everyone wants it all now, now, now. But Barnum, even with his, you know, flair for the dramatic, he knew that real lasting success, it takes time.
It's about the fundamentals, right?
Yes. Strong foundation. Good principles.
It just goes to show you, even with someone like Barnum, we might think we've got him all figured out, but
there's always more than meets the eye, right?
Totally. It's been amazing diving into his book. Really makes you think.
It has. And you know what I think is so fascinating is how, even though his advice comes from, what, the 1800s?
1880, to be exact.
Right, right. But so much of it still rings true.
It does. Why do you think that is?
Well, the specifics of business, of money, sure, those change. But people, we're not that different. How we make decisions, what motivates us, that's timeless.
It's like he tapped into something universal even back then.
Exactly. Human nature 101.
So let's recap. We've got true economy, that whole sofa syndrome trap.
The importance of health, finding your niche, being strategic about where you put yourself, your business.
Right. And not giving up. That go-aheaditiveness he was talking about.
Oh, and of course, integrity. Can't forget that one.
It's a pretty solid playbook for success, if you ask me. Even if it is coming from a guy known for, you know, bearded ladies and whatnot.
Hey, there's brilliance in unexpected places, right?
That's the truth. It's like, sometimes we get so caught up in the newest hack or trick or whatever, we forget about the basics. The things that have always worked.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Sometimes the old ways are the best, right?
They really are.
Yeah.
It's about cutting through all the noise. And figuring out what really matters to you, what are your values, and then living in line with that.
That's a perfect way to put it.
And a perfect note to end on, I'd say.
Yep.
So for everyone listening, here's a little something to think about. In this world that's obsessed with new, next, bigger, better, faster, what are some of those timeless principles that maybe you've been overlooking?
Ooh, good one. Lots to ponder there.
As always, thanks for diving in with us today. And until next time. Keep exploring.